Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, with another edition of Campus Connection for Thursday, February 21st. Hi, Burns.
How are you, Kelly?
Doing well, and a big win this week for the OSU basketball squad.
Yeah, they got a win against TCU. I was real proud of them. I was there and rooting them on.
Well, hey, let's turn to big happenings on the OSU campus. Of course, the OSU Center for the Performing Arts, the McKnight Center, is just months away from opening, but already the community getting a glimpse of what's to come.
That's right. Last year we launched a concert series to showcase the scope and quality of the performances that the McKnight Center will bring to our campus and to the region. And we kick off our second McKnight Chamber Music Festival on Monday. It's a week-long festival featured a host of activities. There will be an intimate, get this word, soiree performance at homes in Stillwater, Tulsa, at Dallas, and at the Chesapeake Central Boathouse in Oklahoma City. I mean, at the end of this, I'm going to be dripping with culture, Kelly. we will also host a youth concert for area students on Wednesday. There will be master classes for our OSU music students. And on Saturday the 2nd, we will present a free community concert at the OSU Saratine Center, and it will feature the music of Beethoven, Mozart, and others. Internationally known pianist Anne Marie McDermott returns to OSU as our artistic director. She's joined by the famed St. Lawrence Quartet and other renowned musicians. The McKnight Center for the Performing Arts will open in October then with the New York Philharmonic on hand to work with our students and launch this fantastic new facility.
Hey, Burns, we got a member of the OSU faculty about to etch his name in concrete. What's that all about?
You mean that almost literally, I think. Yes, sir. Dr. Tyler Lay has been named among the most influential people in the concrete industry by Concrete Construction Magazine, which is viewed as the industry's most trusted resource. Dr. Lay is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at OSU. And in the world of concrete, I would say Tyler is a rock star, no pun intended. His more than 200 educational videos on YouTube have more than 500,000 views. Dr. Lay says concrete is, quote, the greatest material in the world, close quote. You'd expect him to say that. And he loves helping others learn about it. He has received numerous awards for his work, and last year was named the outstanding professor at a research university by the Oklahoma Foundation of Excellence. Tyler Lay is just one example of the passion and expertise of our faculty members.
And finally, Burns, you're about to take the plunge into podcasting.
We are. I mean, I hope we get some listeners. We've launched the Inside OSU podcast. It's an extension of the Inside OSU videos that I've been doing since I became president almost 11 years ago. The podcast features my interviews with campus guests as well as other interesting things that have run across on campus. And the first episode of the podcast is my interview with Robert Smith. On the topic of podcasts, and you may have heard of Robert Smith because he's the host of the popular NPR podcast Planet Money. In the latest two editions, we discuss drones, or UAVs in polite company, and talk about Brexit with a former member of the UK Parliament. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, and we will soon be expanding it to Android.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.